You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Continuing on with the five lies of Islam, lie number one, Islam is a religion of love. Lie number two, Islam is a religion of peace. Lie number three, Allah is just another name from God. It's not, it's Satan. Lie number four, Jesus of the Muslims is the same as Jesus of the Christians. And lie number five, that the Quran is a holy book. You know, we've touched on all five of these lies, but we're not done on the series yet. Let's talk about the Jesus of the Muslims versus the Jesus of the Christians. See, Muslims try and drive a wedge between Jews and Christians. They say, oh yes, we accept Jesus Christ also. But the Islamic Jesus Christ is not the same as the Christian Jesus. It's a counterfeit. The Jesus of the Muslim is a Muslim Jesus. And although he wasn't born on December 25th, in the Christmas of 1994 in Bethlehem, Yasser Arafat stated that Jesus was the first Palestinian Muslim revolutionary. And this didn't come from his imagination. He didn't just make this up. It came from his Islamic faith. And according to Islam, Jesus comes back a second time and kills the Jewish Antichrist in battle. Then he goes up to Jerusalem to pray at the Temple Mount with 400,000 Muslim believers. When Jesus comes down after this prayer, he destroys every Christian cross and every Christian church and every Jewish synagogue. And on that day, everybody who has not embraced Islam will be killed by Jesus himself. They say Jesus will take his sword and slit the throats of everybody that is not a Muslim. So, for those that worship the real Prince of Peace, Jesus, beware of the counterfeit Muslim. He is not a Prince of Peace. He's a mass murderer with a sword that's going to kill everybody that's not a Muslim. Now, Islam says that the Quran is the divine, infallible word of Allah to Muhammad. And it was revealed at one time, and they claim that it's not been changed or amended. But first of all, the Quran could not have been written by a Muslim at that time because they were illiterate. They couldn't read and write. The Quran is a fabrication written by a man. It has a Jewish, or not Jewish, I'm not even going to say that. It's the same structure contained within it. Somebody carefully crafted it. That is contained in references in the Bible. So, you know, one of the writers has to be a rabbi. It contains numerical codes of 19. And what that means is you write 19 letters, and 19 words, and 19 verses, and 19 chapters. And this repeats over and over, this code of 19. Now, we know that the Quran was revised and changed many times. And a German team that was out exploring came across a depository which contained thousands of revisions of the Quran. Thousands, yes. There was a write-up of this in the January 1999 Atlantic Monthly. The Quran blesses the Jews and the Christians, then it turns around and curses the Jews and the Christians over and over. And every verse in the Quran abrogates or opposes a previous verse. It's a fraud. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.